Yeah.
It's just the short version.
Yeah.
Zero issues.
We'll get that right sometime.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we'll use it for everyone.
Holiday half pints.
Yeah. Zero Issues Holiday Half Pint is taped in front of
no studio.
Two computers.
And Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Hey! I got that angel. Well, you know.
Oh, God.
All right. So, coming off of some comic news, if you will. We're kind of not doing news this month, I guess, in general. But
so nothing better happened.
Nothing better happened. Archie has announced another series. Another...
Nothing Ever Happened is my favorite Bobby Brown song. Nothing better happened. All right, sorry.
Yeah. So Archie has announced a new comic coming out. As you know, they have Afterlife with Archie. They have Chilling Tales of Sabrina.
Yeah, they have Afterlife
they have
with Archie.
Jughead sure. The Hunger, in which Jughead is a werewolf. Between those three titles, one issue is released every 7 years.
Exactly.
And now coming is...
When the moon is in the seventh house of Istus.
And so now we, of course, you got to continue this thread. So we have Vampironica has been announced coming out now. There's Veronica's a vampire. So they're going hard on this. Like, this is half of the titles they publish are all, what if Archie was some sort of a monster, horror monster? Of some kind.
Mm.
So let's just keep it going.
Sure.
They're going to keep doing this. Clearly people are buying these things. It's never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to dig way too deep, I think.
Way too deep.
Way too deep. What other horror monsters can Archie characters be?
The Phantom of Pop Tates.
Is that just Jughead?
Well, no. Pop died
yeah.
7 years ago.
Oh.
Who's this Mysterios? Mustachios.
Mustachio, Mustachio.
Yeah.
Also, Manos.
And the Hands of Fear.
So who's like, there's got to be somebody that he loves up above who he's trying to beckon into his dark under the diner world. If it was Jughead, I'm just saying it would be a burger. But he's already a werewolf, so you can't...
You can't be a werewolf and a phantom.
You can't double up, no.
Well, then again, there was Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Scooby-Doo and the Zombie Vampire.
Yeah. So that's good. I have one. It is The Bee. It's just The Fly, except Mr. Weatherby. The only way he can keep up with all of Archie's clumsy shenanigans and police this school properly is with a teleportation machine, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah, so he builds one with Dilton's assistance, and then he goes in and it's like, oh, time to test this out. But an actual bee flies in at the same time. And so you have a body horror comic of Mr. Weatherby slowly transforming into a bee monster.
Written by David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it should be. Yeah, as it must be. The bee. There it is.
The bee. Ethel doing like a Carrie.
Okay.
Oh.
Everybody hates her and she's just like drenched in blood.
She's so awkward.
Yeah.
Everyone dies. Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Reggie could easily be the John Travolta character. I mean, that's just so simple. That's very simple.
That's a no-brainer.
No, for sure.
Moose? Oh, sorry, you.
Oh, okay. The Invisible Man. I feel it has to be Dilton.
Mm.
The Invisible Dilton. He feels so invisible already, is the thing, right? Mm. Everyone overlooks him. Or they're looking slightly higher than he. And so, you know, he's coming up with some chemistry stuff, and then he's invisible, and he's just trying to get by in Riverdale.
So you just see some Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah, just floating around.
Ah, Milhouse! Moose as a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde-esque.
Oh!
The twist being that his angry evil persona is incredibly physically weak.
I like it.
He's really a bit of a Reggie.
It's perfect.
Dr. Moose and Mr. Reggie.
I'm pretty sure we're going to go to the comic shop after this, and it's already there. Yeah.
Wait, what's Moose's last name?
Mason.
Mason. Okay.
Hunter.
So Dr. Mason and Mr. Mantle.
Yeah. I want to do a Creature of the Black Lagoon. I don't know what to do with that, though. Because it's an actual creature. How are you turning an Archie character into the creature?
Oh, but you don't turn him into it. You'd have, like, Betty. She's...
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
There's the swimmer that gets taken.
Sort of yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And they have the beach. They're always at the beach. They're constantly at the beach. Creature of Riverdale Beach.
With this Saved by the Bell crew.
Oh, for, yeah.
Yeah.
That I think that one's a one shot at best. I don't think it has continuing series potential.
But it does write itself.
It does. Absolutely, it does.
Miss Grundy would be like the old governess teacher that gets invited out to the English manor to teach the two children who they're like actually phantoms or something.
Oh.
And you'd have like the Blossom.
Be the phantoms. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Why is that just a picture of a crotch?
I don't know. Mitch Clump is actually... If you look up Archie characters and then you just scroll through, Mitch Clump is just a crotch shot for some reason.
That's rude.
It totally is.
But then again, so is Moose.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh,
they go together.
I guess it's just the way it cuts it.
Yeah.
Ethel
Muggs. Or it doesn't.
Ethel Muggs. That's her last name? Muggs.
Yeah. Is that like a joke because like they drew her to be like her mug? Like they drew her to be not the most attractive.
Hmm. No, they're not that clever.
No. Or what was that?
Mugs meant a different thing in the 50s, 60s.
What was that recent, I'm totally blanking on the name, the recent horror movie where the interracial couple go home.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
But you have Chuck Clayton.
Is he dating? I guess he's like dating Veronica or something. Yeah. Would that work the best?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You call it The Lodges or The Lodge?
Oh, no. No, I'd buy it. Hiram Lodge is a racist. Of course he is.
Yeah. Or Mr. Lodge, Ghost Dad.
Oh. Starring Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, starring Gary Oldman, obviously.
No, yeah. He can grow a hell of a mustache.
He dies, and he's like, oh, he's being told that you cannot pass over because you were a piece of garbage in life. He's got unfinished business this summer. Get ready to make bank. Trying to think of something that rhymes with bank and isn't Hank.
Yeah.
With Hank. Also, his name's Hank now. Not Hiram.
No. You gotta make him relatable. Hiram
Hank Lodge. And he's an architect. And he's played by Adam Sandler now.
Betty Off Dead?
The picture came out. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. You really? You've never seen Better Off Dead?
I don't think so.
I feel like you should.
All I know is I love that picture.
Interesting.
Sorry, visual joke.
Yeah. Those really work.
Why did that even come up?
I don't know.
That was part of Better Off Dead.
You clicked on Better Off Dead, and there's this, like, this heavyset gentleman.
Wait, can I see that?
That pops up in every picture.
American actor. Dan Schneider.
I think he's the guy that made...
He's the cast.
He makes a lot of, teen and tween sitcoms.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
He played Ricky in Better Off Dead.
Hmm. Here we go.
Watch Better Off Dead, everybody.
Huh. I had one more.
One more?
Christine, but it's the jalopy.
Oh. Oh, man.
Or Cujo with...
Hot Dog. Vegas.
Or Vegas.
Yeah. Or both, and then they battle it out at Lake Placid.
Or all the
with
other
Betty White.
All the other Archie characters that have disappeared over the years that you don't really hear from anymore, like Lil Jinx.
Oh, Lil Jinx! Lil Jinx!
Like you just
they
popped a
they they show up back in Riverdale. They're like, and they don't realize any time has passed, and sort of like,
yeah.
What's the show with like the 4400 or something
like that.
Well, people, And but then it's like the '50s for them.
Yeah.
But like the sliding time scales continued, and there's a lot of spooky weirdness to be had. So okay, so
or just Ash and the Evil Dead versus all of
Just versus Riverdale.
Yeah.
I think we might have accidentally discovered why they keep doing these things.
Yep. They're fun.
God damn, you can do anything with these guys. All right, well.
They're so malleable.
I know.
But also so nice.
Yeah. I know. Well, we did it.
All right. Another holiday half pint, a sip or two down.
Who are we?
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri, and Archie Comics, give us a call. I'm just saying. Yeah.
You got our number. We have phones.
It's true.
They work.
We write and we draw for cheap.
It's my lifelong dream.
Lifelong dream with that.
to draw for cheap.
Yeah. To work for Archie, man.
It's true.
Aww. I'm not even cheating. I've mentioned this in the show before. I'm pretty sure that all I want to do is just draw one Archie comic, and then I can die happy. It's not going to happen.
That's a horror story.
Right? Yeah.
That's just draws happen. The one that.
That's not gonna happen. Never gonna die happy.
that's what I meant.
Bye.
Come back tomorrow.